When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's our 4G Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time now for football's finest, and here's the Chief, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, we got lots to get to, some Cowboy stuff, maybe a little football twist as well, all right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Ted Wynn, The Athletic, he has the most versatile players in the National Football League. And quickly in this list.
Oh, yeah, I saw that list.
Did you see that?
Cool list, yeah.
Yeah, very cool list. Very cool list. Unfortunately, there are no Cowboys that meet the versatility requirement here. I thought CeeDee Lamb could have been that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I thought CeeDee Lamb could have been that guy. Inside and out, playing the slot, playing outside.
Couldn't Caleb Downs one day be on this list next year?
That's certainly what I was, you know, aiming for, is hopefully this time next year when Ted Wynn on June 15th, 2027 does his 10 most versatile players, you see
Caleb Downs. Number one.
Because you see Emenwari for the Seahawks, of course. And he is, I mean, everybody, we all fell in love with this guy, with what he was able to do with that Seattle defense last year, being that hybrid nickel kind of player. You have Kyle Hamilton, who's the same deal with Baltimore. And he's been an absolute monster. You have Derwin James. So the first three guys on his list.
Why are they all safeties?
They're all the safety nickel player. It's Derwin James, Emenwari, and Kyle Hamilton.
The Kyle Hamilton stuff in that breakdown is just insane, where apparently they were given a big play, so they moved him to free safety, and they became the sixth best team at limiting big plays. And then they were having a hard time against the run, so they moved him down there. They went under 4 yards of carry allowed. It's just like he fixes wherever he goes.
Yeah, he is the ultimate fixer. Last season, from weeks 1 through 5, the Ravens gave up 146 rushing yards per game. Then they moved Hamilton to the box full-time, where he lined up at slot, linebacker, and even on the line of scrimmage full-time in week 6, and only gave up 90 rush yards per game.
Damn.
Can I ask you a question on this one, Eric?
I mean, wow. Yes.
Does San Francisco have like 3 of these guys?
San Francisco.
I mean, on the list, if you start to think about like the most versatile.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Like, McCaffrey's on the list.
Juszczyk, Kittle?
Yeah, Kittle. Okay, they have a little Kittle twist on this because he's identifying the next George Kittle.
Oh. Loveland.
And it's Loveland, the tight end with the Bears.
Does he block as well?
He does. According to Ted Wynn,
pushing Ted Wynn all of a sudden?
A little bit on the blocking, I am.
Well, maybe in college he wasn't quite that, but perhaps
that's
in year
fair.
One.
Maybe he improved in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it was not great.
He's got a lot of love.
That wasn't his strong pursuit, but he had a great rookie season.
He did. He did. And Ben Johnson knows how to get the most out of his guys for
absolutely.
Sure. And they're going to be leaning into the 2 and 3 tight end sets now. So we'll see how that plays out for Loveland. But yeah, he was on the list. So George Kittle was not, but he referenced George Kittle as being like the prototype tight end for many years now in the NFL, where you're maybe the best blocking tight end, and then you're also a monster as a yak guy in the passing game.
How about
game.
Our guy with Philadelphia?
DeGene?
Yeah, Cooper DeGene.
Yeah, DeGene's on there for sure. Yeah, cornerback, safety, nickel. Yeah, please continue. I love
Travis Hunter.
There's one guy.
Wide receiver and corner.
Bijan Robinson?
Travis Hunter's on there. Bijan Robinson was not on there.
Okay, I thought maybe the wide receiver stuff.
He did point out, though, they're moving Cooper DeGene.
To safety.
To safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the one weakness, I guess, is man coverage at corner. So he's going to be a safety slash nickelback instead of a nickelback slash corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in Reek Woolen
right.
to be that second corner.
That's right.
Hopefully it doesn't work out for him.
No. Hopefully that's the an ultimate KNC masterpiece.
By the way,
fire.
Squirrel observation here. Squirrel.
Uh-oh. What's on the TV? Mike Wilbon? You going to judge his pocket square?
I'm telling you what. Norway's kits, the jerseys they're wearing today, it's like their flag.
Mm-hmm.
On the front of their jersey, the whole jersey is nothing but their flag.
They're red?
Yeah. The red
I like
team,
that.
Man.
Cool.
They've got a good-looking kit.
They were doing the row deal that they do on their escalators on the way up into the stadium. It was amazing. Yeah.
I saw that.
That was such a cool video. I'm like,
let's see, we can learn a lot from World Cup fans.
Yeah.
We can. They have fun. These people do not take themselves too seriously, and they have a lot of fun.
They absolutely do. Yeah. Wolchuk mentioned earlier the Scottish fans in Boston.
Yeah.
they've evaporated all of the alcohol.
There's no more Sam Adams in the city.
It's like anywhere they go, that happens. Gone. Their flights on the way over here, they drank all the beer. I don't know. If there's a better drinkers than the Scots.
I tell you what.
No, they're top tier.
Bennett went over there, and Bennett goes, "I'd live here, Dad."
It's beer and golf.
It was beer and golf. That's what he said. Man, he goes, it's beer and golf. He goes, these people have fun. He goes, he goes, yeah, it's a little cold and a little windy at times. But he goes, I'd live here. Beer and golf. The Scottish are a lot of fun. They really are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're killing it. So, so hopefully we see Caleb Downs on the versatile list this time next year when Ted Wynn cranks that out. I'll tell you what, I was not familiar with the Viking safety, Josh Metellus.
Neither was I.
I was like,
Brian Flores unlocked one here.
Yeah. He got him one. So
Metellus.
He was on the list.
We scout him?
And a Metellus tendon.
I don't remember this fella.
I don't remember him. I don't think he's a guy that we watch. No, I think might have even been an undrafted guy.
Damn it.
He did also have Puka on the list.
Yeah, of course he did.
For those counting at home.
Let's add up all the guys that brought us miss that are really good players on this list.
Yeah.
God. What am I doing?
All the guys brought us did not scout when they were being drafted.
Yeah. Sixth rounder.
I love it.
Out of Metellus, out of
Michigan.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they got themselves a good Wolverine in the back end.
Cowboys picked a bunch of bunch of first and second rounders, and this guy Metellus in the sixth. They don't even get.
Did you guys see the way Brian Schottenheimer talked about Jaden Blue today?
Yeah, he was kind of trying to.
He's been getting some. He got some burn.
Shot
down the burn. Hype a little bit. I felt
he got him some burn.
Like, okay,
today.
There was a little too much glow for Jaden Blue. Let me simmer it down.
He did. It was measured praise, and he said, "We're not in pads."
Yeah,
you know, I think he's
He ran with the ones today, though.
He's keeping the carrot out there.
Right.
Job's not done, Jaden.
Right.
In order to impress me, I figure you got to keep this up for an entire year.
I liked what he did.
Let's me too. Jerry.
You know, motivation. Yeah. Keep the motivation on.
Jerry is our next Emmitt Smith. Yeah. One of those deals out
there. He's the next. Well, what round do you have him in? Undrafted.
he's the next Emmitt Smith. What do you give him, Jim? I give him a 190. Jim, that's a priority free agent. Great. I know. He's the next Emmitt Smith, though. I tell you what, man. God bless Jason Garrett's dad.
He's going to be a great Mr. Irrelevant.
He would say stuff. And you're just kind of like, God, is this what old is all about? Is this what getting old is going to do to me?
I think so.
He's the next Emmitt Smith. I wouldn't draft him.
He's the next Troy Aikman. he can't throw a lick, you know.
I love that. But no, I mean, he went on to talk about how he says Schottenheimer talking about Blue. He says nothing would make me and the offensive staff more ecstatic than Jaden Blue taking the next step that we know he can take. And I do think he means it when he says that. Like, this is a guy that provides a level of juice that we simply don't have anywhere else. Jaden Blue, we need you to come correct, my friend. Yeah. All right, we were at the Men's Tee Clinic in Fort Worth just 1 week ago.
I love it there.
What did we do? We did the grip strength test,
we
right?
We gripped it.
I never did.
Oh, what the hell?
I was late arriving.
Oh,
I was late
right.
arriving. Scared of needles, late arriving.
Well, the Dolphins social team put out grip strength thing with like a bunch of their players doing the exact same tool. And these guys are all just murdering whatever our numbers were.
How bad?
How high are we talking? Well, the highest that I saw was one of their offensive linemen.
Of course.
Big guy, of course.
The new center that got paid?
But he hit 200.
Okay, well, we're screwed.
So they were
vice grips.
Yeah, they were telling us like 120, I think, right? Was like the baseline of like, that's good. If you get over 120, you can feel good about that.
That was my body max. What's that called? Your fat
BMI?
Index?
Yeah, it's your fat body fat percentage.
120% fat.
120%.
Oh, you're up to 120. Okay. Is that good?
But no, the Dolphins players did it, and everybody's basically like, here's 160. Here's 170. Here's
so the
185.
The linemen had the most strength.
The linemen, for sure.
How do the receivers do?
Yeah, even the receivers. You're looking at all these guys. There was one dude that hit like a pretty low number that I was like, okay, that's
Jalen
not very
Tolbert.
Good. I'm not sure. No, it was like a no-name wide receiver, I think, that they have, or maybe a corner. He was a small guy. But these guys, like the NFL grip strength is completely different than your run-of-the-mill.
Did you beat any of them? Did you beat any of these players?
I did beat the guy who had the worst one because he got like a 119 or something.
Who's
like
kicker?
That.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Pure slot corner or something like that.
Yeah, probably a
kicker.
Jobber who's not making the team. Let's see what Caden Proctor, a 185. Okay, Alabama's big man, rookie. So, but most of these guys, the NFL grip strength is on a completely different level than your run of the mill human being.
You think?
Yeah. No, well, it was just fun to actually see it in real time. Like, my gosh, these guys, even the smaller guys, like Devon Achan, here's a 150. Like, these guys are legit. The long snapper brought us 140.
That's no way.
Yeah.
What about Malik Willis?
Malik Willis, I don't think he was a part of this particular video.
I bet he's got a good, strong one.
A bunch of guys, for the most part, that are not household names, but they got the grip thing working for him in a big way. Okay, now elsewhere, now you have the Sorsby stuff that's going on, getting a lot of different takes on how people view him, and I saw Nate Tice was talking to him about, him.
He's right, whatever he said.
Well, he was looking at a fourth or maybe a third for Sorsby.
Perfect.
In the supplemental draft.
That's a smart guy.
He says he has juice in his arm and has athleticism, but he is way too inconsistent with his timing and also has real misfires when he has to drive the ball, especially when pushing the ball on the outside. I think you guys talked about that. Like, the downfield accuracy is a little bit, you know, he's kind of spraying that thing all over the place.
It's as if we exchange notes.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You guys are the foremost authority on scouting out players.
Gosh, I love Nate Dice.
And you do have Sorsby, who's going to have his pro day scheduled for July 10th.
You think
we
could get a live show out there at the Sorsby pro day?
Sponsored by DraftKings.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
I think they would foot the bill on that.
Let's make it happen.
Okay, now to the football. Did you see what the USA coach Mauricio Pochettino?
Pochettino.
Did you see what he said?
No, what did he say?
He's talking about the difference between
his ill-fitting shirt.
The
he ordering the match.
He didn't address the shirt. But
I make $6 million to dress like this.
He was asked. He was asked. Like, we know how England, France, Spain, how they play. Players from countries with a strong tradition have a recognizable style. What is the style of the U.S. team? What kind of football do the Americans want to play? And his answer is, he says, the USA culture is playful. They want to play. We told them, guys, playing soccer is one thing. Competing is another. They're two completely different sports. They grow up in a culture of playing. Why? If you start in MLS and you haven't won a game in 3 months and you're at the bottom, what's the consequence if there's no promotion or relegation, no international competition? American sports reward losers, he says. Mm. But soccer is different. If you reward those who don't win, if you don't have goals, you don't fight.
He says, if I lose, what happens? Nothing. They just fire the coach. Also, the American player is disciplined, but with a sense of complacency that isn't good in soccer. It took us a year and a half to change that mentality.
Let's go.
So this dude is injecting. On.
Like if you, oh, for if sure. you suck, you're rewarded with the number one overall pick.
I figured that would fire you up, Dawson. Like, this guy's coming in here. He's trying to change the way this whole thing is being approached.
After the game Friday, I tweeted, just send this man a blank check and let him know, go ahead and write your number down because we're going to need you for another cycle. I think for all the great players that have elevated this program, I think he's probably the most important individual.
Is he up for some jobs, Dawson? I think
AC Milan wants him.
Milan, that's what I thought. Yeah,
can't let that happen.
Would they come correct financially like that?
I mean, I think you're going to need some additional money, guys, to enter the picture.
We're at 6.8 with this guy right now.
Yeah. So I don't think we have a great history of making decisions like that. I think traditionally the U.S. Soccer Federation has chosen people that they know. It's a nepotism type of federation. So, but heck, they've made splash signings before. Jurgen Klinsmann, you know, they've gone out and like found a guy, but... I don't think any USA soccer fan fully trusts them to do the smart thing or the right thing here and recognize the greatness that they have, because there might be somebody that the boss has had marked for a number of years and has promised him, you're going to get the next cycle, and that might win the decision, and that would be a tragedy, because this guy, I think he's rewiring us psychologically, but also tactically.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, the psychological aspect for sure, but then you can see the way it's played on the field as well. You think like the schematics or whatever with the way they're going about it is different as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You can see that.
Yeah, and the quality that it takes to be able to connect that style is significant, you know, and none of the coaches that we've had thus far have been able to identify the right combination of players or insist on the right emphasis with a formation. So we've always just sort of defaulted to, holy crap, we're not that good. Can we win by counterattacking? And this is the first time where we've been able to break out of that mold and play a more aggressive and aesthetically pleasing style.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately the style that would you know, give you the highest ceiling.
Not your grandpa's USA soccer team, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. Come on. Friday at 2:00. We're gonna be at the Globe doing the show.
We need to get a screen.
Walchuk's gonna be in Cosm. It's gonna be kind of weird. I'll be there from 1 to 3 and you're gonna be doing the show, and then I'm gonna come meet you there, but it's what we gotta do.
Awesome. Well, go watch with Walchuk.
Or bring you some food if I give you money.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to be at work, of course, we'll be talking about the game and doing our G-Bag Nation. And how in America do you start the game at 2?
I'm with you. That should be a primetime game.
That's wild.
That should have been flip-flopping.
Maybe they're trying to spread it out to give everybody an opportunity to catch World Cup fever.
You just don't want to go up against Swing the Rangers, shifters. You know, play at the same time the Rangers
are playing.
We're playing
Australia, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Might be time difference thing.
Could that be it?
I think they're 17 hours different.
Yeah. So way ahead of you.
That might be like 8 in the morning for them.
Yeah.
The next day.
I don't know. Maybe I was just thinking about who you're playing and are they trying to. But maybe what they've asked, the FIFA's asked her that they require that every team has to take an afternoon slot.
Who knows? But
well, a lot of people might be off that day.
It's at 2 o'clock our time?
Yeah.
That's noon out in Seattle.
Yeah.
Kind of a strange time.
There's got to be a money reason. It makes sense. I just can't identify it. We got to run. We're coming back to hit the expressway G-Bag of the Day in LA Live on the other side after we take a snapshot of the day's news, including the latest from Cowboys.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys practice. All right, welcome back, Nation. We are 6 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. It's time to take a snapshot of everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. As we watch World Cup action, Norway in Iraq are scoreless. Earlier today, France beat Senegal 3-1. Argentina plays tonight. Okay, Dak fluid on his knee. He was supposed to be limited. Kind of seemed like maybe he'd be getting a day off, but it looked like he kind of said, forget that. I'm playing. So it was kind of limited was the explanation there from Nick Harris or Brian Broaddus was there, said he had the play of the day. Maybe Dak's competitiveness just told his knee to be quiet for the afternoon. I do think if I'm the team, this should serve as the reminder that you need that he is not a young man and time is of the essence. So, I don't know how Dak's leg is going to hold up. For me, my experience was very significant ankle and lower leg injury that affected the way that that I walked, that I ran for the last 25 years, I guess, of my life. And within 10 or 15 years, my hip and knee started bothering me a lot. You know, now what is Dak 6 or 7 years out from that lower leg thing? Is this that? You know, is this, hey, we're going to start getting some more tendonitis and maybe some early arthritis on board because of you playing and working so hard through the injury? Is it just him working so hard on his own in the off season and it's like repetitive stress tendonitis? Hopefully that's all we're looking at. And I would imagine since he pretty much practiced today, there isn't really any long-term concern on that. But yeah, get your linebacker, get your corner, get your edge, get all three of them, go win it all, beat the Rams, and then spend the next couple of years getting your cap in order and picking your next franchise quarterback. That is what the best teams in the NFC would do right now. Okay, so if you want to be one of those, it's time that you start acting like it. Brian Windhorst says the Lakers and LeBron are negotiating a new deal. So, I think I like this. The only way for them to have meaningful success would be to move on from LeBron, and maybe they don't want to do it. Maybe they got plans for doing something, but you gotta build a great defense and rebounding and lob threats for Luka. You need 3-point shooters, great defense, and a lob threat. And you know, apparently they want to engagement farm with LeBron and Luka, and that's great. You know, I'm sure they'll have some really high moments in the regular season, but they're not, I think, going to be a threat for the NBA championship anytime soon. And that only spells Laker fan tears, which I live on. But also the possibility that that Luka would want to move on here in the next couple of years, maybe come on back to Dallas. Now that the coast is clear, Nico and Kidd are gone. Okay, the Cowboys are signing UFL offensive lineman Chris Glazer. Fills the roster spot that was opened up after the injury to Matt Hennessy. So hopefully Chris Glazer, is that his name, Chris Glazer? Hopefully he never actually plays.
Yeah.
Because that would mean you had a significant amount of injuries. But it's good to have the depth. And, heck, maybe the Cowboys. Who have they found? They found Turpin here out of the UFL.
Aubrey.
Yep. Aubrey out of the
Josh
UFL.
Josh Butler in the UFL.
Josh Butler. Okay.
Who's our defensive tackle that lasted a year that was extremely quick?
Perrion?
Perrion Winfrey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy's back in the UFL and just got kicked off his own team.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He had a bad outburst with Birmingham. It was not good.
Little temper issue, huh?
Yeah, big time.
Man, I thought he was so quick and explosive
there. I was excited about him.
A team that needed that kind of defensive tackle should be all about it, but maybe there's just more than meets the eye there. Okay. Yes, Brian?
Man, they were just showing Chris Young throwing punches.
Oh, it's the anniversary of that fight with Chris Lee.
Yeah. They were just showing, like, my man, like, CY Lee coming off the mound.
Yeah, he was fired.
We talked
to him
about
that
last year.
Okay.
I think he's embarrassed by it.
I didn't know he got in a fight like
that.
Yeah,
he was embarrassed by it. You're right.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Mike Silver published a piece on Nick Sirianni today. Mike Silver, one of my favorite NFL writers. Mm. And the slug that he used to promote it on social media was, in his heart, he would rather be called unhinged than fake. Here's my profile on Nick Sirianni. And that's sort of his explanation for it. Mm. I got to be me. So that's my explanation for being maybe overly emotional, appearing to not have head coach energy on national TV multiple times per year. I don't know. To me, that's kind of the job, isn't there? There's like, I definitely want my people to be genuine and real. But if you're genuine and real isn't being able to compose yourself a little bit better, I don't know that the realness is winning the day for me. I guess I would rather people think of me as mentally tough, that I can tell my emotions to hush when I'm about to crash out. That's what he's doing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and he's just he's filing it under that's just who I am. And there was a time years ago where I could have matured out of this. I didn't, so yeah. I just wrapped my arms around it.
I think that goes under the category of when keeping it real goes wrong. From the great Chris Tucker. Okay, Norway has tallied here in the 29th minute with Erling Haaland, maybe the most Viking Neanderthal man in the history of soccer.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's got raw liver on the bench that he just eats during the game.
The easiest goal he'll ever score.
He just, like, what a burst to get to the ball. My gosh. What an athlete.
All righty.
That was a good scouting right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to say about a soccer player.
Great burst.
No,
great athlete.
The ball comes across.
It was
just
a beautiful
slides feed.
All he had to do was just tip it in.
Yeah.
But he did. He made it look exciting.
All righty. Speaking of exciting, let's go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius Alexander. How's your G-bag
yes,
of the
yes, 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 yes. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every week on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. This is brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com on a Total Truck Tuesday. Huh? This piece of audio is going from four. It is a little rapper from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named Lil Boosie Badass. He called out the Bears quarterback because he's on the cover of the Madden with his fingernails painted. Caleb Williams, that's his thing, to paint his fingernails. Boosie wasn't a fan of that, so he jumped on Instagram Live to tell you about it.
I come up under Tecmo Bowl. I never thought in a million years that I would see a Madden cover with one of the best players with his fingernails painted. A game that sold to billions of little boys. What kind of message are they sending to these little boys? I never thought in a million years I would see this. Next is going to be lipstick on the covers, thongs.
Thong.
Man hiking a ball with a thong in his ass.
With a thong in his ass.
Thong.
He couldn't have just said with a thong on.
Yeah.
That'd be the women's game.
Me. How long they give you, brother? Me. I got a me. All right, let's see.
M-I-Y-Y-I-O-N. Me.
Yeah, me. Like Jerry says, $1 million. Right, he said, don't say 1 million.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Mr. Dawson, I'm going to need your help with this one.
Yes, sir.
Jesse Marsh. Am I saying his name right? This is soccer.
Oh, Canada, the Canadian coach?
Yes. Okay, look at that.
Need Wolchuk's help.
Okay. Well, apparently he has something to say about our guy Clint Dempsey.
Uh-oh. Nacogdoches' own?
That's what I'm talking about. Another Texan.
Yeah.
He went after Clint. Said Clint wasn't respecting the national anthem, wasn't singing and whatnot, just taking shots at him. Clint took some shots back at the desk of Fox Soccer.
Reminder, Jesse represented the United States, not only as a player, but as an assistant coach as well. Yesterday, he had a comment that caught our attention. He said that when he was an assistant with the U.S. under Bob Bradley, Clint, he had to beg the players to sing the national anthem.
He really said that?
He said that.
Man, I can't take this guy too seriously. I mean, it was an honor for me growing up and representing my country. And when the national anthem happened, I would, I wasn't someone who normally would sing. I put my hand over my heart and I'd pray to the good man upstairs. I'm someone who's bled for this country. I broke my nose playing for this country. I've come back from two heart procedures and played for this country. So I'm not going to take advice from someone who switched to the other side and singing another country's national anthem. Mm. And as my boy TT would say, stay in your own lane. It looks like he's in a dang moped, so worry about your own team.
Get him.
Yeah. Tear his ass up, Clint. Man, Clint was one of my favorite players of all time. Top five USA player.
He's a badass.
Legend for Fulham in England. And, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I'm all for freedom of speech. I don't want to go relitigate this whole flag deal, but I think the way he did it was with respect.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Respect. Come on. How about this one? MLB Network, Cubs versus Rockies. Harold Reynolds.
Uh-oh. Was talking the news?
In a good way this time.
Oh, thank you very
in
much.
In a good way this
appreciate
time.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about the swing adjustments that he wanted to see from Cubby Alex Bregman. Just want to see some swing adjustment. I don't know if he worked with him on this or whatever, but this is a great baseball moment. This is while Bregman was at bat.
And remind our audience what you were trying to get him to do.
Well, I wanted him to lower his front shoulder and get his bat to tilt back onto his shoulder like he normally does when he swings. As he was loading, he usually takes that bat and takes it right off his ear, and he'll duck behind the plate on it. Let's see. And you should see that barrel pointing slightly towards us. Hey,
It did.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, Harold. Oh, Harold. Unbelievable. That's incredible.
There it is.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. He showed us what to look for. He literally did it, and he went yard.
So the homer hunts his arm like, by accident.
You were like, oops, there. He actually did it. Yeah. Boom, gone.
I love that when that happens.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah, all the baseball parents are trying to get Harold Reynolds' number now.
Yeah.
You're going to sell more hitting instructional videos than Fred McGriff.
Yeah, the crime dog. Was that the most ill-fitting hat you've ever seen on a guy?
Yeah.
That had hat set up on top of his head? Oh, God, it's bad.
Clint's documentary on Paramount Plus is great. Oh, okay. I'm going to check that thing out.
He had such attitude, you know?
Texan, man.
He was...
Knicks Radio Network. I didn't play this last week because we didn't have a G-Bag of the Day, but Monica McNutt.
She was very excited about
on the hot mic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With Taylor Swift. Oh,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, God, she's had to go on a whole apology tour because of
this. Yeah, I mean, the Swifties, bro.
Ridiculous.
They'll get you, man.
Yeah, them Swifties, man. You better cop some pleas. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Is that Taylor Swift down there?
No, I think Gray was just saying her name for no reason to distract me.
No, that's her.
Yeah, but where?
With that long ponytail, ain't that her in the blue? Yeah, that I literally was like, that's her.
I don't know if
wow.
I believe you.
Wow, yeah. Look at Tyler go.
You don't even know where you're looking. Wife.
Yeah, sure. She's not a Knicks fan.
Right
get
now.
Out of here, girl.
Get out of here, girl.
She's had to apologize for that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yep.
Wasn't she just at a Cavs game?
Yes, she was at a Cavs game, not wearing Cavs stuff, but she was with Travis, who is a Cleveland guy. And then I guess Monica just did a whole Celebrity Row piece because she works for the Knicks on their broadcast. And, like, Taylor wasn't part of that. Taylor hadn't been there in the 5 years she's been working there, and I guess she just showed up. But
Amari Stoudemire came out and shot her some bail. Like, oh, yeah, she's been a fan of me for a very long time. I thought that was pretty wild.
I have no problem with Taylor Swift showing up and cheering, and I have no problem with what Monica McNutt said.
Yeah, for her to have to, like, apologize via TMZ and all this crap is just ridiculous.
It's too much.
I think when they come around to apologize, there needs to be more of, you can tell them to kiss my ass.
Yeah. I get Taylor Swift wanting to be there. It's a Super Bowl of sports, you know, of basketball, the finals. I get it. You want to hang out. Yeah. Be seen. It's New York. You want to be seen. I get it.
They going to sell that chair?
Yeah. We'll sniff around on that one a little bit. And let you know.
Sniff around and find out.
Okay, now I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this one. A few Tolos have sent me this video, and I've been sitting on it. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I should. I feel like we're making fun of the guy, but anyway. Some trolling going on. I feel like these people know each other. My man wanted to make change for a five.
He had $5. He was talking to his friend who was sitting in the car. The guy in the car took the $5 and then started like leaving. He put the gas on the car, but not fast enough where he's gone. It's just fast enough where you can't get to him. You can't get to your $5 anymore. And it was just this grown man chasing his car, crying about $5.
Huh?
You got some change for change for fire? Got change for fire?
Got time, got
change, man.
All right.
Man, give my $5 out, man. All right, bro. Man, give my $5 out, man. Give my $5! Give my $5!
Oh, no.
Give my $5, man. Man, stop playing me, man! Give me a $5! Ah! I'm gonna tell Jay you got it $5! I'm gonna tell Jay you got it $5! Ah! I'm gonna tell Jay you got it $5!
Oh, no. Gosh, yo, you told us a toxic to send me that, bro. Yeah. Video is hilarious, though. But I don't know if we should be laughing, guy. I don't know if
did he eventually get it back?
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so.
Man,
that's,
that's
better than the $2 from Better Off Dead. $2.
Share that with your song, Lucius. Mom.
Paper.
Yeah, right. Mom. Can I get $5? Mom. Yeah. Super Bowl of sports is probably the Super Bowl. I get you, dog. I get you.
My dad, when we were driving home as kid, you know, he'd be like, does anybody want to come get out and see if you can race the car? And like me and my brother were idiots. We'd always be like, yeah, let's do it. And then, like, for the last quarter mile home, he would let us catch up and then hit that gas.
Oh.
And we'd be crying by the time we got home. My mom would be like, Cole, let him back in the car. That's what that reminds me of.
You were 22
You're
years
hurt
old.
Them.
Yeah. He was probably crying laughing, dude.
He was hysterically laughing. Yeah. And I respect him for it still. Although I couldn't imagine doing that to my kids. Mm. You know, I think that's probably the softer generation.
You just gave me an idea.
Cole, you're going to run over their feet. Is it Boosie Badass? Is it Clint Dempsey? Is it Harold Reynolds wanted to see swing adjustments from Alex Bregman? Is it Monica McNutt? Is it, man, give me my $5? I'm going to go with Clint Dempsey here, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the champ.
All righty, Lucius.
Boosie Badass, man.
Won't you?
I'll go with Clint.
We're tied at 2, Brian.
Yeah, Clint.
Okay, by a score of 3-2. And your new
shameful
G-Bag of the Day champion, a fine American.
Look at there.
Yeah. One of the great goal scorers in U.S. soccer
Texas
history.
Texas own.
I think he did play for the Texans.
No, okay. Dallasons or something like that. What's the name?
Dallas Texans?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think that was his club team as a kid.
His home, right?
Yeah, yes, but sir. I think he would drive up for practice. Wow. I think, you know, it was committed family to soccer. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup. I'm sure somebody has the details on text for
me.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Here's Lucius with LA Live.
You guys so stupid, man. Can't believe
about
it.
U.S. soccer.
I don't know everything.
Don't even know his damn number 8.
Let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition. LA Live, right up to the great Rick James.
Baby. All right, you squares. Time to smoke.
Give my $5.
Fire up this funk and let's have a tilt. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
City, you listen to me. If you're near a convenience store right now, any type of 24-hour store, go into the store right now and put your hand in the cash register for no reason.
Yeah.
Their money is your money.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like that right now in New York City. I am pretty sure it's still just like that in New York City until the parade. Then once the parade happens, you must cease and desist from all that chaos, New Yorkers. I'm hoping the Statue of Liberty doesn't make it to Broadway. Hope she doesn't make it to Broadway, dog. This is LA Live for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome, man. Fall!
Yeah, sing along with me. Bust it out. We're busting out.
Serious funk. We're busting out of some serious funk right now. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this here station.
Let me tell you something. I want to let all of the sensitive people know you picked the wrong show.
Damn.
All I got is raw, hurtful shit.
That's about it. Speaking of toxic, I figured out why I had a 4-day hangover, fellas.
Wow.
I figured out it wasn't excessive drinking like I thought it was, because I was like, man, I didn't drink as much as I usually do.
It was inexcessive eating.
I thought that was that, too.
You were sick?
No, man.
COVID.
It's the biohacking I've been doing.
Oh.
The peptides.
Backfired on you, huh?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Not drinking a lot of alcohol is probably a good thing.
Sure.
I didn't want it to be like that. I liked it to be my own decision, not with the body saying, nah, you just can't handle it, bro. Yes, the biohacking, the peptides. I've been taking a peptide stack called the Wolverine stack for healing.
Yeah.
Ever since I broke my ankle, and it's been doing fantastic. I feel great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really do. I've also been taking another peptide called KPV for like inflammation and whatnot. And I think that's the one that got me, because it says like gut health.
Mm.
And I don't think that alcohol sits well with the gut. So that's why I had a 4-day hangover. It was kicking my behind. The peptides and alcohol just don't mix together like that.
You're giving up the peptides, huh? Won't be doing a good run.
Wolverine anymore.
That's why I figured that out. I had some help with figuring that out. But yeah, I figured that out, man. So that's, a warning to anybody out there trying to get into the peptides. You like liquor. You like tequila or whatnot, it might catch up on you on that second month. First month, I was fine. That second month, every time I drank, I felt it the next day.
Well, at least you're not totally washed up.
Yeah. No, you're right
about
that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was, too. I was like, damn, for real, this is how it ends? Because my dad is still going hard. How am I clocked out?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work on everybody. Some people are still drinking with the peptides. I see it.
What do you want to say? I got 4 things I want to say right now.
Yeah,
no.
So.
My mayor's still Muslim.
Yeah.
My bagel's still Jewish. Yeah. The Pope's on our side. Yeah. Next and fire.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. One time for a man named Wallace West. One time for this man right here. They call him AKA the Spurs final boss.
Boss.
You boys Google that up right now while I'm talking about
him. Yes, is that okay? I know.
Get these visuals.
I know who this is.
Get these visuals right here. Wallace West, a man from Philadelphia. Well, this run is crazy. We got Spurs fan. He lives in Philadelphia. This is wild. He was rocking a Dennis Rodman Spurs throwback jersey.
Yeah. He was taking everybody.
And he was headed down to the Garden to catch a fade. I know this because he said this. He went live on his Instagram and he said, hey, I'm going down there to catch a vibe, maybe catch a fade. I'm not scared of anybody and I'm willing to die today. He said this. He said this. I saved it. But I found this maybe 10:30 this morning. By the time I got to the studio, he had already deleted his whole Instagram.
Oh.
I couldn't pull the audio for you. But he was ready for that smoke. Dude is huge. Look how big his arms are.
He's massive.
And he had the Rodman jersey. Let you know what time it was.
Right.
He's chasing people down.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a nice touch.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
He posted a poll. Should the cops have let me continue at this point?
That's what I'm saying. He was here for the smoke, man. Saturday night after the Knicks won the chip, Mr. West went viral for standing his ground against 20 Knicks fans, maybe more. It was a 20-1, 500-1. It was the gorilla versus man thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's built like an oak
he's
tree.
He's huge, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the center of gravity. He's got the width.
Yeah. They call him the Black Thanos.
Okay.
Call him the Black Thanos.
Yeah.
Mr. Wallace was moving through those crazy Knicks fans at Penn Station like Moses parting the sea. Every time he looked the direction, the whole crowd would try to move away from his eye shot.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we don't want none. We don't want no smoke.
It always surprises me that there isn't one guy amongst 500 that know how to get a sneak shot in.
You would
while
think.
He's engaged
they're trying to kick him.
They're trying to kick him.
Yeah.
There's nobody that knows how to throw a punch. There's neither do I. But you figure in a group that big,
somebody.
There would be somebody to be like, dude, I'm going to get this guy. Watch this.
This man was ready for somebody to rip off that jersey.
He was
ready for it. Throwing straight hands out there. locker clean out.
What a freaking badass.
Yeah,
This policeman talking to him now.
Additional footage shows Wes being escorted outside the Penn Station by police, where he continued to face off against Nick fans. Yeah. And the police was begging and pleading, please don't kick any more Nick fans' butts, please. Let me just help you get out of here.
This guy's my hero.
100%, bro.
Looked like he was a hell of a football player, but those Knicks fans are such terrible people for some of the stuff they did.
That's why he went down there.
Yeah.
To throw hands. Oh, I see what you were doing to Spurs fans. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm that dude.
Somebody want to try to light my hair on fire?
Yeah, I'm that dude, bro.
Ridiculous.
He did an Instagram story showing where one person connected on him. He's like, right here is where I got hit. Mm-hmm. I was reaching for my cell phone. The dude snuck me.
There you go.
He had one little thing. Then he showed his knuckles where he just teeth marks, scratches, all types of stuff on that joint, bro.
What a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Wallace West, the Spurs final boss. Looks to be a giant nerd, too, by the way, as I was checking out his Instagram. I'm talking about super big giant nerd. Harry Potter, anime, Dragon Ball Z. You got beat up by a strong nerd, fam.
D&D. Sounds like a badass.
Yeah, and he had like photos of his nerdy misfit friends on his Instagram, dude. This is a real life.
They're out LARPing. He was trying to live a real life comic book.
Come on, bro.
So was he a boxer or a football player?
I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to interview this guy.
Okay.
I'm waiting for somebody to interview this guy, man. Now he's deleted his Instagram.
Oh no.
So how are we going to get in touch with him?
Why did he delete it?
I don't know.
Huh. Probably incriminated himself a little bit.
Because he did say he was looking for the smoke and he wanted to die. He said, I'm not afraid to die, bro. I was like, okay.
And so he lives in New York.
He lives in Philly.
Okay, he lives in Philly. He went to New York to do
He went to New York to get active.
Okay.
He got active.
He got active, bro. Mr. Wallace West.
Yeah, the backstory's got to be incredible on this guy.
Spurs legend. I can't wait for that interview to drop. We're looking for you, sir. We're looking for you. 105.3 The Fan on the Toxic Tuesday. I had a sports cry, too, Saturday night.
Did you?
When, Knicks won, I was thinking about my mom and whatnot. Wish she was there because we would have had great conversations just all the way up to the final game.
Yeah.
And seeing the cast from Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee, John Turturro, what's my man? John Carlos Esposito, one of the greatest actors of all time. I think you guys remember him from Breaking Bad, John Carlos.
Oh, yeah, the manager.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken spot, the main guy.
Those guys haven't been together in like 36 years, and the Knicks brought them together, and they were just standing there all crying together, hugged up. It was good to see that. Felt like I was getting old when I seen it.
Was Rosie Perez there?
No. Listen to how Spike Lee would pay John Turturro for some of his roles. Spike was trying to like stay in budget.
You mentioned going with Spike back in 94. Just tell me about that relationship. Obviously, you guys have done a lot of movies together.
Once we did Do the Right Thing, and we did Jungle Fever, and Mo Better, and Clockers, and, so I would go. Sometimes, he would say, listen, I can't pay you amount of money that you normally get. So I would say, well, then give me five games, you know what I mean? So at that time. But, yeah, we went to a lot of games.
Five Knicks tickets on the floor.
Tickets.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. Well,
five games on the floor.
And
we'll call it good, fam. Yeah. I'll do those little rolls for you. Let me see that script. Shout out to Spike Lee. I hope he gets that ring.
I do too.
Tracy Morgan said he wants the ring, and he's also buying the Knicks Rolexes.
Oh, wow.
With that Walmart money.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, how about that?
I hope Spike 15 does Rolexes. Get a ring. I hope he gets
15
one.
Rolexes.
Life is good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he had to lose a friend to get that type of bread.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty sad. Speaking of movies, has anyone been to the movies as of late here? Anybody here? Okay.
Sadly, no.
I'm only asking because they're doing some really cool things with these promotional popcorn buckets. I don't know if you guys seen these things.
They've taken some popcorn.
Taking on a world of their own.
A car? Did I see a car?
Bro, I'm seeing all types of cool stuff. The Devil Wears Prada 2 had like a real Prada-looking handbag.
Oh.
When you put popcorn in. Scream 7 Ghostface popcorn bucket with Ghostface and a knife busting through a door. It looks pretty cool. And people are reselling these things online for, quite a few chunk of change.
Yeah.
What's this? Scary Movie 6 popcorn bucket is a big, chunky 90s cell phone. I think that's really cool for your movie room and whatnot to have. But the new one, the new Masters of the Universe, the He-Man movie, they have a Castle of Grayskull popcorn bucket. It's going for $150 on eBay. Look at this thing up. It's really darn cool. I like what they're doing. There's also a Master of the Universe Skeletor throne popcorn bucket going for like $100. Unless you go to the movies and you can get it yourself. I don't know if they're still out there or whatever, but I think they're doing some really cool things with these buckets. You see it?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
So these are buckets at the movie?
Yeah.
That you get with your ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure you got to pay something extra for the bucket or whatever, or be the first five. I don't know how it goes, but it looks really damn cool.
Yeah, these buckets are like $55.
Yeah, you see?
In the theater. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, $55.
Oh, no, this is a set of three. Okay. So, wow. $17.
Okay. And selling them for $100 online, that's a pretty good come up right there.
Not bad.
Yeah, this He-Man movie, Masters of the Universe. I have not seen it yet, but there's this YouTuber named Tom Connor. He crashed out while...
Sarah Connor.
While reviewing this new He-Man movie. I'm talking about a crash out.
Is not only everything I was afraid it was going to be, it's even worse.
Uh-oh.
And I finally figured out who this secret audience is they're going after. Because I saw them tonight in my theater.
Oh, interesting.
It's 30-something-year-old women who are so nerdy and awkward, they're either lesbian or can't get a date. Because those were the people that were into this movie. Otherwise, it was dead f***ing silence. I would have been fine with Thor Ragnarok. This was Masters of the f***ing Blunderverse. This was Thor Love and Thunder times 10.
Yeah.
I don't know what the f*** they were thinking. And anybody who says this isn't woke, they're lying to you. This is the wokest s*** I've seen in years. Years! Everything from...
By the way, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's not as woke as... It's not woke. Not the real definition.
Insert the Planeteers here to... toxic masculinity on this end. It's all here, kids. Every color of the rainbow. My God, what have we done? You, Mattel. You, Amazon. Masters of the Universe. After Revelations, after this, we are done. Divorced. I am so glad I spent no more than $20 together on those f***ing toys. You want to know why? This movie's not getting another goddamn nor is Mattel for the rest of my f***ing life.
Wow.
Done.
He didn't like the movie.
Is it that bad? Wow. Is it that bad? Let me know.
I don't know. I kind of want to go watch it.
I want to see it now, bro. What is going on?
I mean, probably He-Man isn't the best source material for a great movie, so my expectations would be low. Yeah. But I think for nostalgia, for my age,
come on, man,
He-Man was it.
By the power of the soul, I have the power. That was a great. Wasn't there already a He-Man movie back in the day?
There was an animated movie.
Yes. Okay. There wasn't a live action one.
I think
that probably
was.
Sucked too.
Yeah, I think this is.
I think you're thinking of Beastmaster.
Was that? Yeah, it probably was. What a knockoff. Somebody was knocking. That's, all right. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow on a hump day, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Happy birthday, Tupac.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Here we go. It's four down, 30 minutes to go. Proper round tripper time, Wolchuk.
Let's get you set with this Rangers lineup and which execs are under the most pressure at the deadline is CY. That's next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.